Welcome. This is Michael Couch, president of Michael Couch and Associates. You're listening to my podcast series, Competing Through People. A strong and growing body of research has confirmed that an organization's talent can make a difference in terms of results like growth, returns, employee engagement, and even customer perceptions. But despite this evidence, many organizations continue to struggle to leverage their talent in a manner that makes a difference in the marketplace. In this podcast series, Competing Through People, I'm going to attempt to provide a roadmap to help you build the bridge between strategy, talent, and business performance. So last time, I went after the old saw of people are being your most valuable asset and stated that, well, people are not really your most valuable asset. Well, sort of. It's really the right people in the right roles with the right skills doing the right things that are a company's most valuable asset. You know, there is a very strong business case for strategic talent management, or this idea of leveraging talent to drive business results. You can see that companies at the top 20% of talent management practices outperform other companies, particularly on shareholder return. A recent study by Deloitte, a global study by Deloitte, showed that talent management practices can account for as much as 43% of the difference between a company's book to market value versus their competitors. So in other words, talent has value only to the extent that it drives your strategy, then it drives results. So today I'm going to touch on five keys to leveraging talent to drive results. The first is it's important to link your talent strategy to your business strategy. The second, identifying high potential pools of talent at all levels. The third, accelerating the development of mission critical competencies through what we call intentional development. Fourth is promote the best and brightest from those talent pools. And finally, number five, it's critical to measure impact and progress. So the goal is to build pools of capable, disciplined, strategic leaders at all levels that are ready to move up or move around. Or as one of my clients called it, the goal is to build organization muscle. So let's talk about each one of those five keys. The number one key to leveraging talent to drive results is making sure that you link your talent strategy to your business strategy. Different strategies require different organization and talent capabilities. So for example, consider the capabilities required to drive the strategy at two of the world's most admired and most valuable companies, Apple and Berkshire Hathaway. If you think about it, the talent needed for each one of those businesses is completely different. The talent strategies have to be different for them to be able to achieve what they want to achieve in the marketplace. So the best way to do that is define what success for leaders looks like. And the best way to translate strategy to talent is to identify strategy critical leadership competencies. I'll discuss this in more detail in a future podcast, but I want to touch on two very important keys on building and translating strategy into talent. First of all, model the future, not the past. So many people build competencies or identify keys to success for leaders by looking at what worked in the past. Well, that doesn't fit. This needs to be strategy driven and future focused. So you think you need to consider what kind of skills are going to be required in the future. And the second, and probably more critical, is you need to model high performance and high potential, and not what might be typical or average for your leaders. So for example, I had a client that wanted to know what a successful store manager for their stores around the country might look like. So we gathered the data, and it was a little confusing until we split the results by store performance. What it turns out is high-performing, high-potential leaders describe success in a completely different way than others do. So that's the perception, that's the focus you want to gather. What is high performance and high potential for your organization? So that's the number one key. The second key to leveraging talent to drive results is to identify these high potential pools of talent at all levels. This is a whole podcast in itself, of course, but when it comes down to it, the best way to identify high potential talent is to have honest and open and objective conversations about performance and potential at all levels in your organization and doing cascading talent reviews. What I mean by this is that any effective talent assessment methodology requires a couple things. One is you got to have multiple perspectives on your talent. This can't just come from one manager's perception. You know, for example, what we're finding out after years and years of turmoil is that performance ratings from performance reviews are basically useless. They are biased. The results, the ratings predict nothing. And that's why we're seeing quite a trend of organizations dropping the traditional performance review process. The second key to effective talent assessments would be making sure that you have some very clear assessment criteria. So, for example, performance in the past has all in organizations has always been judged by how people achieve objectives. What we know now is that really predicts very little. And there's two more important components around performance. One is network, what we call network contribution. That is how much the individual contributes to the success of others. And the second piece of that is alignment. So it's how effectively each individual aligns what they do with broader organization goals and with other people's objectives. So those two assessment criteria are very different. So in our talent assessment processes, we look for network contribution and alignment, as well as potential. And for potential, there's two key things that we're seeing now, and it's not the old idea of promotability, but it has to do with how agile an individual is learning to learn from experience and to apply those experiences in other situations, and also how much they aspire to do new and different things. So that's key number two, identifying high potential pools at all level. The third key to leveraging talent is to accelerate the development of the mission critical competencies throughout your organization through a process I refer to as intentional development. Unfortunately, there's ample evidence that most leadership development is completely ineffective in building strategy critical skills. For example, a recent study by McKinsey found that only about 11% of global executives felt that their leadership development efforts achieved any meaningful results at all. Pretty damning evidence there. And we normally see a number of reasons why, but I talk about four epic fails for typical leadership development. The first being companies ignore context of the development. They don't really define exactly why they're making this investment. They also tend to use event-based situations or event-based development where you go to a workshop for a week, you know, in a nice resort somewhere, but they have a good time, but nobody applies the results. So using event-based development just doesn't work. And there's always this following fads rather than science. Probably the most egregious example of this recently is this whole hype about generational stereotypes. And the fact you ought to alter your talent management practices to match requirements of different generations. Unfortunately, the peer-reviewed studies show that we're more similar than we are different. So the idea of actually basing talent decisions on generational differences is a fallacy. And the other epic fail of leadership development is ignoring what we know about adult learning and the fact that what we learn from is experience, not from the classroom. So those epic fails, but if we can avoid those, that will help build development into work that folks do every day and make sure that you can accelerate the development of mission critical competencies throughout your organization. The fourth key to leveraging talent to drive results is, of course, when you've done the assessment of talent, you're developing people throughout the organization. The idea is then to promote your best and brightest from talent pools. You think that would be easy, but unfortunately, it doesn't happen all the time. People want individuals to, they promote or hire to, they always talk about hit the ground running. We prefer to say what you want to do is find and place somebody who can hit the ground developing. So if somebody can do a job perfectly from day one, it's probably not a good assignment for them. They're really not learning from it. It's not a challenge for them, and it won't be engaging for folks. We also find that that leaders tend to hide and protect their best and brightest and want to keep them for their own department. So talent management or human resources really needs to be have oversight here to be able to make sure the best and brightest get promoted, particularly for the roles that are critical to the success of the organization. The final key is measuring impact and progress. So it is critical for talent management to have robust tracking and impact measures in place around talent. Most modern human resource information systems have this in place. However, you can manage it in an Excel database for smaller organizations. We've done this to, as a place to store talent assessment data and to create tracking over time to make sure we show that the investment made in talent is having a payoff. So those are the five keys to leveraging talent to drive results. In future podcasts, I'm going to dive into each one of these in much more detail. You can also learn more about these strategic talent management practices in my new book. It's called Strategy Driven Leadership. It's available on Amazon.com, but you can also check it out at the book's website, www.strategydrivenleadership.com. So next time on the Competing Through People podcast, we'll be talking about that critical step, that critical key of assessing talent and building your organization's capability. You've been listening to Competing Through People with your host, Michael Couch. You can learn more about me and the work that I do at my website, www.mcassociatesinc.com.